Bava Metzia, Perek Hey, Mishnah Zion. This Mishnah really forms the basis of the very first Mishnah of our Perek, so we discussed some of this before. That is, if somebody wants to purchase produce, and the produce is not going to be given to him now, he's going to purchase it now for, let's say, over the next year, and what we're concerned about is if he's just going to pay the money now, so he really has not made a kinyan in the produce yet, and we're concerned that perhaps the value of the produce will go up in price, and for him to get it at the higher value could be viewed as ribis, as interest, in that the higher value is being given to him. Let's say for the same $100 he's going to get more produce. That may be ribis for the advancement of the money that he gave to the seller. The seller held on to his money, and in exchange he's getting this higher amount. However, there are exceptions which this will be permissible, and that will be that either of one of two things. Either the price has been established in the shuk, in the marketplace, and therefore the seller, even if he doesn't have the produce right now, he could go ahead and purchase it based on the price today. So therefore, we look at it as if the purchaser actually is already in possession of the produce, and that the produce, when it later goes up in value, it'll have gone up in value in the purchaser's rishus, in his domain, in his possession, rather than in the possession of the seller. The other method through which it is permissible is even if the price has not been established in the market yet, if the seller has some of this produce, even if he hasn't, even if the purchaser has not made a kinyan on it, he hasn't done meshicha, he hasn't taken physical possession, the fact that he has the produce, even if it hasn't been established the price yet, they are able to establish a price among themselves, and even if it were to go up in value later, we would view the produce as if it was already in the possession of the purchaser, and therefore there was no concern of ribis. The Mishnah reads as follows: Ein poskin ala peros ad sheyetze ashar. You can't make a determined price and sell peros for the future. In other words, that I give money now for throughout the year, you're going to give me the produce and a particular price ad sheyetze ashar until the value has been established in the shuk, in the marketplace. But yotza ashar poskin. But once that price in the marketplace has been established, you could be posek, you could make this deal. Even though the seller does not have any of the produce himself, the fact that he doesn't have is not a problem, because even though he doesn't have, another seller would have, he could always get hold of it. Another alternative is, as we mentioned, hayahu tchila lakotzrim, if this seller is one of the first people to harvest their produce, and therefore they have produce, even others may not have it, and there's been no determined price yet, but the fact that he has the produce, posek imo ala godesh, he can make a deal with him just based on the produce that's now in his threshing area, even though it hasn't been fully processed, that's good enough. Val ha'avit shal anavim, in the case of grapes, if he has grapes that are in the storage container, v'alamaton shel zesim, or if he has olives that are in a maton, which is in a barrel that's used to store the zesim until they become fully ripe. So again, all these items are things that are not fully formed yet. V'alabetzim shel yotzer, also if little egg-shaped balls of clay that are to be used by a potter. Vala sid or lime shemishishiko bakivshan, once you've thrown it into the lime furnace. All of these things, again, even though they're not completely formed, but since the seller has the item, even though there is no price for it set in the market, it's permissible to make a deal with it based on a price that they set on their own. The Mishnah now presents a dispute about purchase and setting a price for manure, for fertilizer. Posek imo ala zevel kol yom ha'shana. The Tanakhama says you can determine a price for zevel, for manure, for the entire year. And this is because zevel, manure, is always available. Rabbi Yossi disagrees and says, in poskin ala zevel, you can't make a deal on zevel. Ela imkin hayolo zevel ba'ashpa, unless the seller actually has some zevel. However, the Chachamim are permitted. However, this is only true in the summer months, according to the Chachamim, because then zevel is commonly found and available. But in the winter months, when it's less available, then he would not be able to do this deal unless he actually has zevel. This is unlike the Tanakhama, who said you could do it all year long. The Mishnah concludes with a clarification about the idea at the beginning of the Mishnah that it says uposik imo kishar hagavoa. You can make a deal with the seller can make a deal with the buyer or vice versa, that if the price goes down so that there is you can get more for your dollar, that the purchaser will be able to get it at that cheaper price, and it would not be considered ribbis, as we said, because once the price is established, there's no concern for ribbis. Now, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, afal pi shelo pasak imo kishar gavoa, that even if they did not make a deal and speak out the idea that if the produce gets cheaper, he would be able to get it at the cheaper price, still, yachol lomar, the purchaser can say, tein li kazeh, either give me at the new price, the more expansive amount, or tein li moser, they're giving me my money back, and I don't want to continue the financial relationship of you providing me at the earlier price, because I want the new price.